This is the Texas Standard.
1 in 4 women are victims of sexual assault in college. That's according to a 2014 U.S. Department of Justice study on sexual assault among college-age females. The offender was known to the victim in about 80% of assaults.
It's one of those things, it's just like almost like a number to you, and you don't realize, you think, oh, that's not going to happen to me. I'm not one of those people, until someone close to you becomes one of those people.
Alexa Harrington is a journalism student at UT Austin. When she arrived on campus as a freshman, she recalls there was a skit at orientation, a little play about sexual consent. That discussion, she admits, isn't taken very seriously by many students, but it should be.
You know, when these crimes happen to students, it can change their trajectory. They might even change their major, or they may drop out of college altogether.
That's Dr. Noelle Bush Armendariz, who's spearheading a 4-year multi-campus study for the University of Texas system. The goal, she says, is to try to come up with a complete picture of the impact of sexual violence on campus. But Yasmin Mustafa and Anthony Gold say that for those at risk today, there's no time to wait. That sense of urgency inspired them to create something called Athena. Anthony Gold is co-founder of Roar for Good, the Philadelphia startup behind Athena.
It's fashionable jewelry that you wear, and when you feel threatened, you press a button on the device.
Athena emits a loud alarm and sends the user's location to a list of designated emergency contacts.
We don't just want to put a Band-Aid on the problem. Our whole goal, our whole mission is, in a sense, to put ourselves out of business, to make devices like Athena no longer necessary.
The group has already raised $200,000 in crowdsourced funding and plans to sell the devices at $99 starting in the spring of 2016. A portion of those proceeds is earmarked for education.
No device, not Athena, pepper spray, tasers, there's not a single device that's going to solve this issue of assaults against women.
Gold's company has spent the last 16 months conducting focus groups and user testing trials. They've decided to add a silent mode, and Gold says they're engineering the final product to call 911 in emergency situations. But technology, as Gold acknowledges, is not a solution to the larger issue of sexual violence on campus. Again, Bush Armendariz.
I think that when we understand that it's a deeply rooted social problem, not an individual problem, although individuals may be affected by the issue, then we will see some reduction of the numbers of people victimized.
In the meantime, Harrington carries Mace with her wherever she goes. She's never had to use it. She says that until we're at a place where women can feel safe on college campuses, there will surely be a market for those devices that offer at least a small sense of security. I'm Lucia Benavides for the Texas Standard.